when one experiences the pouring out of the Spirit, it's not really something you can anticipate. You can create opportunity, but this Spirit thing comes unbidden. You create the opportunity, but sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. And it's the kind of thing where it often happens when we are together. The Spirit is often poured out communally, and so it is that each of us experiences it, but maybe a little differently. And this is probably why, in the story that Linda read so beautifully for us this morning, we have all this imagery. The great rush of a mighty wind, fire, tongues resting on your head. I don't know how that actually looks, but it's the image from the Bible. Or this thing about language. This idea that we are communicating at a level that's below our spoken word, that we are understanding people very different from ourselves. That day was rich in experience as the Spirit was poured out. But like all holy days, today I don't really want to reflect so much about what happened then. I'd like to think with you more about what's happening now. Do we really believe that God continues to pour out Spirit? Let's think about it together. So in the invitation and bidding of that Spirit, would you pray with me? Good and gracious Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Touch our eyes and our ears, our minds and our hearts, so that together we might see and hear and truly believe in this way of love and hope and peace, believing not just with our minds or our hearts, but believing with our very dreams and the very living of our lives. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So our ancient spiritual ancestors, those prophets of ancient Israel, like Joel, had amazing imagination. For not only were they able to see the world as it really was and speak the truth about how hard the world is sometimes, but they were able to gently move us from there to considering, to believing, to opening to the possibility that this God of abundance has more in store for us than what our limited minds can see. Joel talks about the early rain. I wonder if he'd been around New Hampshire for the last few weeks, about how beautiful this abundant rain is. And there are days when we would like it to stop. I know, I've heard you tell me. But it brings the growth, the green, the flowers, the colors. And Joel says, even in our darkest moment, this is who God is. That bell gets me every time. You think I'd time it. Even in our darkest moments, the Spirit is still here, and God, according to Joel, continues to pour out that Spirit on all flesh, all ages, all nations. And if we are willing, says Joel, and we open to this, we'll start to see the world in a totally new way. This is important. So if we let this thing, this spirit happen, we begin to see the world in a totally new way. And we then are invited to dream about how it might be. I think that this story about Pentecost, in which Peter, you remember Peter, last time we saw Peter, he was confused at the resurrection, and the time before that, he was denying that he ever knew Jesus, right? He was a bit of a bumbler, just like us. But in this moment, when the Spirit is poured out, he steps up to preach his first sermon. And he calls on Joel and says, I know you think we're all drunk. I love this. We're not drunk. We do drink, but not at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's not as you suppose. What's happening here is that the Spirit is coming alive in us. And Joel now invites us to start seeing the world in a new way, vision, to see how the world might be. Not how the world is, but how it might be. And not only do I want you to see how the world might be, I want you to start dreaming about how it is that we can find what's next. That's the old stories. Joel, Peter, doing a great job. Don't really want to talk about either of them. I want to talk about you, us. Do you believe the Spirit is being poured out upon the first church in Jaffrey? I do. Do I need to tell you about it? Have you not experienced it? You were here at Easter for the Alleluias. Did you not feel that? And how about at Christmas, in that moment when the light overcame the darkness of this room? Did you not sense that something more was at play here? And the last time those 15 scouts walked down the aisle and we looked in their faces and saw the innocent truth of young people wanting to be honorable, did you not sense that the Spirit was here? How about just a few months ago when our friends, our marvelous immigrant friends, brought us food and we had Carlos read to us the scripture in Spanish? I'm pretty sure First Church hasn't had a lot of Spanish in its 200 years, but we had it that day. Did you not sense that something more was at play? Or on Memorial Day, when we remembered and we read all those names of people who inspire us, you could have heard a pin drop in this room. Did you not sense that God was somehow doing something? Or my favorite of all, were you not here the day that the house band was doing Irish reels right there, and you were all tapping your foot, and somehow good old St. Patrick led us to new ground? Something is afoot, and I believe it is the pouring out of the Spirit. And I need to mention one more. This wasn't in the sermon 48 hours ago, but yesterday I had the privilege to lay to rest a beautiful man of spirit. That dancing David Trimble, we gently laid him into the earth. And as we did, the heavens opened up and the rain began to come. And I wish I could have had a photograph of your faces. You were feeling in that moment that although this particular body was going into the ground, the dance was not over. Something is happening here, and it has to do with the pouring out of God's Spirit. I think you believe me. I think you trust me. I think maybe you would agree. The question now is, do you believe enough to listen to Joel or to Peter when he says, now you need to start seeing the world with fresh eyes? Seeing the world not as it is, but as it ought to be. You see, it's really easy to get caught up in the cultural vision that is present around us. But this day calls us beyond that and says we, the church, and today is our church's, it's the birthday of the church. It's the day they realize that dumb old, human old people like Peter can stand up in the middle of town and proclaim that something new is afoot. And when we begin to see how the world ought to be, then, not then, but now, is the time to dream. I don't know if you'd call yourself a dreamer, but today's text invites you to be a dreamer. God is pouring out the Spirit upon us. May we have the courage to see with fresh eyes and to dream about the way the world ought to be. Now is the time to dream. Amen.